Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Welcome back, family. I'm the oldest child, Rynell, but you can call me Nell.
Family, I want to start off by giving some contact information on ways that you can contact us. Our Instagram is FHBCP underscore. We do have a Facebook page, which is just the name Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. And our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And those are a few ways, but I know it's easier that if you could interact with us on whatever digital platform, or I know some people listen to us on, I guess like it's a tablet or like a Echo speaker, and on just like their smart TV and things like that. So I know those are ways that you might not be able to interact with us, but there are many ways, especially if you listen to us on a digital platform, that allows you to give reviews and comments and things like that. It's just much easier to do everything in one place. So if your platform allows you to interact with us, I would strongly encourage that, because it helps us know what our family likes, what our audience like. You know, maybe something you agree with or didn't agree with, or you have suggestions for other topics or things like that. Because now we're about 100 plus episodes in, all authentic episodes. Nothing is duplicated. So it's good when we have feedback, you know, for new episodes or things that you want us to talk about. And I know it's Family Healing Breaking Cycles, but we can veer off sometimes on different things. Like, we have the current events that we do once a month. We have I Got Something to Say, which is just something that's a little bit funny to let our hair down. Sometimes we do healthy conversations where it's just, you know, different general questions about the world that we're in today. And we have relationship talk where we ask, you know, different questions amongst each other, just, you know, from a point of view of things that people, of what people are going through in their relationship. So we don't always stay on topic of, okay, healing and generational cycles and curses and inner wounded child and trauma and all that kind of stuff. We do veer off into different things, so it's good to have suggestions sometimes. So enough of that. Let's get into this episode. So this episode is called The Long Dark Road to Healing. Now, it seemed like I haven't done a definition for anything in a long time. So I do have like a definition for healing there. You know, when I feel like a textbook definition is warranted, I like to give that. So the definition for healing is the process of making or becoming sound and whole again. Which makes sense. The process of making or becoming sound or and or whole again. So basically, the long dark road to healing. I'll just explain. Sometimes we get into this commonality when we talk about things that are positive. We tend to, for the majority, not all, I'm saying majority of the time, give the good things, which is good because you want people to come forth and, you know, stand for something or they fall for anything or do things to better themselves, so on and so forth, which is a good thing. But sometimes it's also good to be real in situations, to give the reality of certain situations. Now, Will it scare people? Sure, in any situation. But I don't think it's a reason not to also give the truth and tell the truth. So basically, the long, dark road to healing is just, we'll talk about some of the things that are on the opposite side of what society talks about when it comes to healing. Now, first, let's talk about some things that would make a person want to start a journey, you know, whatever it is that you wanted to call it. You wanted to call it healing, a journey, doing the work. There's so many phrases out there, but it all means one thing: being a better you and loving yourself. And that journey is the steps that you take to get there. So basically, I would say trauma. That's what got, I have several, but trauma is one of the reasons why I started. Generational cycles, and, you know, hence our name, Family Healing, Generational Cycles, and why I started the podcast in the first place. Toxic relationships. That's another reason that would make someone want to start a healing journey. And that's check for me too. Addiction. Now, addiction is anything that you do over and over again and you have no control over. It's not just drugs and alcohol. It can be sex. It can be abuse. It can be food. It can be different things. So addiction is a check mark for me because I was addicted to food at one point. Depression, anxiety, or even like a sense of failure. So I've never really been on the anxiety spectrum, but depression, yes. Sense of failure, yes. So I think I have a check mark for all the reasons why I have CPTSD, which is just PTSD, a series of traumatic events that cause PTSD. So they call it complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which is long for CPTSD. So, sir, what do you think? And I want you to be honest about it, because I don't want to talk about the end goal or the end game, because I want to see what you're going to say, then I'm going to give you the reason why I thought or think that you start. But let's talk off the cuff, off the top of your head, the one reason why you started. From the beginning, from that first episode with the generational cycles almost 2 years ago.
I could probably right now, like off the, I'm raising kids. So there's a lot of things I knew I went through that I tried my best not to have them go through. And another thing is because I was, how can I say it, so stuck in my ways of everything I was doing.
Right.
So I wanted to, I know, the ways that I was stuck in can hinder a lot of things. So, as you get older, you don't want to keep, again, breaking cycles, like whatever this, the cycle may be. And I was just so gung-ho a lot about this is be it is what it is kind of thing. So as I got older, I know is, that's not fair for whoever is in my life. So, let me start this journey.
Okay, so Okay, so I'm going to say what I think, and then I'm going to ask you a question after. So I felt like in the beginning, it was just because I came to you and said I had this idea. And maybe you felt like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let me do it. And in the midst of everything, that's when you started a journey. So then I'm going to ask you, so everything with everything that you just said, that's stuff that I never really knew, because we never really had the conversation until I was well into my healing process. And when I had the revelation from spending time with myself and healing that you did trauma, you have children, they were born to a teenage mother, they were born to a woman, to a child that had lots of trauma. So there are things that they went through and that they've seen, and they have children. So you have to allow them to start a journey as well. But we never, even when you were grown, had a conversation and said, okay, is there anything that you want to talk about, or whatever the case is that we talk about now? When I started, when I realized that's what I wanted to do, I just said, why don't we just record it? So we never had that conversation. So when did it come about that you thought to yourself, I don't want to stay stuck in my ways, I want to do better and be better? When did that happen? Because I never, you were well into your, you know, what, 30s when we started this. So at what point did you think that? And was it like a silent thought? Something that you didn't act on?
I was about to say, it was more of a silent thought, like to myself. It's nothing I never told anybody.
Oh, okay.
I said to myself, well, maybe, you know, this is true. Maybe this is true. But starting a podcast, I can say, kickstarted everything. You know, it was, some of it was because this is what you wanted to do and I'm going to support it. Not assuming it's going to kickstart my journey. It's just now bringing up old things and talking about old things. For me, this podcast is therapeutic. You know, I don't have to go to a therapist. Not saying there's anything wrong with people who go to therapists, but what I'm saying is, for me, the podcast is therapeutic.
Okay. So therapy is not something that you would be interested in at this time?
I don't.
Is it because your mother's such a smart woman and full of knowledge?
Well, I'm not going to say no, you know, to all our listeners. So I'm going to say you're absolutely correct of what you just said. But I never thought, and still to this day, like, therapy is for me, because I was just so used to working out things on my own so much that I don't want to, you know, talk to somebody I don't know. I mean, of course, I'm telling the world, you know.
What you mean, like a more intimate setting?
Yeah, like it's.
So do you have like this I'm going to call it a misconception of therapy, where it's, you know, that general, what people think, you laying on somebody's couch, telling them all your feelings so they can write it down and then try to tell you what to do?
That's probably some of it. I know it's not 100% that, but
right.
Of course you're not laying on my couch, but they definitely jotting down stuff.
And right. And
it just, I guess it's the, they going to tell you what they want to hear because you're getting paid. They're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, you know what I mean? You can tell them one thing and you don't think they can fix it because it's money involved.
Okay. So you like can't get past that point. Like church. Yeah, like you preach it, but it's money involved.
It's money somewhere. It's like, right. So are you really understanding what I'm saying? Are you, you know, agreeing with what I'm saying? Or are you just making me feel good because at the end of this, you won't get some money? Versus this is family. Everything we're talking about, we all went through together.
Right.
So what's better than that? Ain't no money at the end of this.
Right. So I think that's like a gateway to certain things, depending on what a person's end goal is. What I will say is therapy has come a long way. you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was just that. But now, you know, we have come so far in it that, you know, you can find someone that's your age, that's your color, that's your sex, that's all these things. You know, you can go online and research people, read their bios, and find a fit for you. But, and it wasn't like that, you know, years ago. It was one person that looked a certain way for everybody. Now it's like, okay, I'm a black man, a young black man that has been through a lot of things. How is, for lack of a better word, an older white man going to be able to relate to me and tell me anything? This is the, you know, this is the perception of reality to, you know, with most black men. But now you can go and you can find someone that looks like you, your age and everything, and might be a single father as well, or, you know, whatever the case is, and it may, and it's a better fit. So in that regard, I will say therapy has come a long way, because it was just a one-sided, it was a one-sided thing years ago. And this is why a lot of people weren't willing to partake in it, but it's come a long way and it works for a lot of people, and I don't knock it. So, but there are different segues to healing yourself. You know, if you're a person that doesn't believe in therapy, you can listen to podcasts, especially this one. You can Google things. You can start reading. There's so many books out there. So there's, what I'm trying to say is, there's no excuse not to heal yourself. There's no excuse not to check on yourself. We've come too far for that. And, you know, so we went through trauma, generational cycles, toxic relationships, addiction, depression and anxiety, sense of failure. Those are just some things that would draw someone to say, enough is enough. And I want to do things different. I want to be better for myself first and foremost, for my children, for my family, for my marriage, for my relationships. So these are some things that might jumpstart a person's journey. So basically, when we talk about like healing or journey, doing the work, because it is work, it's hard work, just like anything else, just like going to a 9-to-5, just like a marriage, just like relationships, just like raising kids, it is work. We're talking about you and your life's work. We always, you know, discuss the where, what, and how about it. It's always, you know, the where, what, and how about it. We don't discuss often enough like the dark, lonely, and frustration part of it. I mean, we don't like the parts that make you want to give up on yourself at times, you know, the part that makes you relive the trauma, the part where there isn't time, it's not a time frame for it. It's a lifestyle change that could basically take a lifetime. So this is what I want to bring awareness to, especially the lonely and frustration part of it. I mean, and I'm just going to speak on a transparent level, and I know there's someone out there or several hundred people out there, because we're listening to all across the globe, that can relate to what I'm going to say. When in the beginning, and I'm not real good with specific time frames, but I'm gonna do the best that I can. I'm going to say for maybe 2 years, I might have did it for 6 months, then stop. Did it for 6 months and then I stopped. Now, when I say did it for 6 months and stopped, I just mean because you have to be present in the moment. You have to have a plan. You have to be ready. So you have to say, this is what I'm going to do. And I started off with journaling. So I did, you know, started off with journalings, started off with researching. You know, I said I was going to, I'm not a, you know, a big avid book reader, but I said I was going to try to get through at least 2 books a month, you know, whatever the genre was going to be, self-help, healing, whatever, journey, whatever I felt like. I got a library card because I hadn't had one of those in years. And, you know, you just have to have a plan, whether it's to start journaling, have a vision board, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever your plan is, you just have to have one. And basically, you have to be true to it and you have to stick to it. So I'm going to say for 6 months off and on, at least for 2 years, I did everything I was supposed to do. Whatever it was that I set forth to do to start, Ayanla Van Zandt, I think she had a few books out. I think I might have bought a couple of her books as opposed to checking them in the library. Just anything motivational, just something. Had everything documented, had everything organized, had an outline, whatever. It would get so bad into it. Because there were so many layers to pull back. It was so much trauma. It was just one of the hardest things that I ever had to do. That I would just have to stop. Because the reliving part was the thing. The hurt. The pain. The emotions behind everything. It was just too much. So I would stop. Not saying this is going to be for everybody. I'm talking to the people that know what I'm talking about and the people that maybe have started a journey and they gave up on themselves. Some people, like I said, everybody's not a trampoline. Everybody can't bounce up. Everyone was not born with that ability. So I'm talking to everyone that are born with the trampoline effect. And the ones that aren't, to give you clarity on you're not the only one that gave up. You're not the only one that just couldn't bounce back from it. You're not the only one. It's normal. That's all I'm trying to do. Bring awareness to the fact that the long, dark road is normal. The way you feel is normal. So it's not for you to give up and never to invest in yourself and take a chance on yourself again. If you do stop for 6 months like I would do, just don't give up on yourself. Just try it again. Then I would try it again for another 6 months. So here we go. We starting from where I left off at. So here we go with more layers having to peel back. At some point, I was thinking to myself, am I fixable? Like, come on now. What is I can't do it. Like every time I turned around, it was just too much at some point. But I'm just saying that to say it gets better. Just do not give up on yourself and invest in yourself because it gets better. No, you're not going to be perfect. No, it's not going to be done in 2 years or 3 years. No, this is a lifestyle change that could take a lifetime depending on you, depending on your investment to yourself, and depending on the level of trauma that you have. So it's normal to feel like you want to give up. You ever want to give up, but you act tough all the time. So I don't know. You ever think to yourself like enough is I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't do another episode, especially in the beginning. Like I'm gonna say, the first 50 were really like, getting to the nitty gritty, peeling back layers, just all topics about getting down and dirty with it. At least the first 50 were. Did it ever cross your mind and say, I'm just going to show up because this is what she want. I'm done, though. I don't want to talk about it no more. I don't want to talk about how I had to do everything when I was 7 no more. I don't want to talk about it.
Honestly, I never had the thought of giving up.
Really?
No, I always took it as, of course, the first few episodes is you're not sure where it's going to go. But then as, the episodes start rolling, I never thought about, I thought about it. This is what we already agreed on. And the grievance was more of, it's going to be somebody out here we can help.
Right.
So I always looked at it as, if I'm going to be transparent to somebody that's good chance went through the same exact thing.
Okay. Okay. So never, okay.
It was just, only thing, was... Being as though the episodes we do are never duplicated or we're not talking about the same things, the average things other podcasts talk about. How many episodes can we kick out?
Okay.
Because
did you worry about that?
Yeah, because at some point it's like we might have to turn
to other avenues.
Because like how can you kick out so many episodes or X, Y, Z episodes just on, you know, healing or transparency or something like that. But here we are, 100 plus, and I don't think we ever really, I guess I got something to say is a stray away from.
Yeah, I mean, like I got something to say in the healthy conversations and like relationship talk. It's like a stray away, but at the same time, it would still be on the same way.
We're still bouncing back to real life situations in every one of those.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a small stray away, but 100 plus in and they not, you know, duplicated. And that was the moment things like, well, you know, 10 episodes would do, you know, telling, you know, your whole life story. And then obviously not, you know what I mean? So it's,
so if you think about that, that would tell you right there, the onion, that tells you right there. That tells you right there. If you family, you know, sometimes, you know, especially the ones that listen to us, you know, not daily, but that listen to us regularly, subscribe to us, we thank you for that. But if you go back and just, you know, maybe one day or so and just say, let me just go back to the first episode and listen to it. Let me go in the middle or a quarter of the way through or something like that. You will see that it is something in there for everybody in every situation. But at the same time that this family has been through a lot. Or this mother of these grown children has been through a lot. But it's also to say that no one is alone. No one is alone in it. So you just have to have the courage to invest in yourself. And you have to be able to let go of fear. Because fear will ruin your life. Fear will stop you from investing in yourself, loving yourself, you know, doing things that you've always wanted to do or whatever the case is. Long as you do all those things and you have faith, like, you'll be fine. But I just wanted to say that it is normal to give up. Not that you're giving up on yourself, but it becomes overwhelming. It becomes a long, dark road. It becomes lonely. It becomes frustrating. And you just feel like you are not fixable. And it's not about fixing everything. Everything is about, you know, general maintenance. You know, every time you grow and you learn and you level up, you have to do the necessary adjustments because you're changing from one situation to the next. So it's always going to be a lifestyle change, but it's very normal to feel like, yes, but you have to start somewhere. The car doesn't drive itself. The car only drives because you put your foot on the gas and then you gain momentum for yourself. You have to start somewhere. You have to put your foot on the gas. Then you can gain momentum to go where it is that you need to go. But you have to take that fear out and put your foot on the gas. You can trust me on this fact. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. Still keep us going is because we're not done. It's not like our past trauma is over with.
Absolutely not.
We still currently
going
through a bunch of stuff. So it's not done and over with. We're not talking about
the past. Oh my gosh.
The majority of the, you know, I guess it could probably be split in half.
Right.
Half of them is about the past, half of them is present.
Right.
It's either what we currently going through individually or we could be helping somebody else,
right?
That have issues, and we may, you know, bring it here and talk about, you know, what the case may be. So I think that's another thing that's,
that's another thing that keeps it relevant and keeps it transparent because we're not going to hold anything back. It might take a while to get to the point, but you know, it has to be structured in a way. But we're going to bring it to your family, you know, whatever the case is. Like we just did the episodes with you. You know, what was it? Single Father Part 1 and 2 with your current situation of becoming a full-time dad at, you know, just out of nowhere, like emergency situation. So everything is current. It's just a structured outline for when it, you know, can happen. And there's more to come because we're going through a lot as a family. There are lessons, you know, along the way. through it all, the one thing that I would say, because the lessons are there, but you have to be receptive to change to learn the lesson. Now, if it's not what you want and, you know, you're not, you know, what you want to say, if it's not what you want and you're not intentional, you're not going to get the lesson. I didn't start learning lessons till, you know, further down the road because I wasn't ready for that part. Everything is in sections and parts. But once I got to the part where I was intentional and I learned things and I saw the lesson, that's the greatest feeling too. And you saw the lesson and you learned from the lesson and you acknowledged the lesson. You said, okay, I got that. I see what that was saying. I see what life was saying right there. I got it. I understood it. And I'm going to learn from it. That is the best part, as opposed to just going through it blindly because you think it's something you should be doing because you want this quick fix to be better because you're tired of being in toxic relationship after relationship or losing job after job after job or always feeling like your life is going nowhere or, you know, you keep reliving this trauma that happened in your life and you can't move on with your life because every time you close your eyes, you're reliving the rape or you're reliving the abuse or whatever the case is. And you go, well, let me just go on this journey so I can do better. And then you're not intentional about it. It doesn't work that way. You have to be intentional. You have to be intentional about it. And you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Change hurts. Change is scary. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's the only way. And it's all boils down to fear. Everything boils down to fear. So you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And a few things to, you know, to polish it up, to finish it off. Commitment is mandatory. It is mandatory to do. I committed to myself in the beginning, at least I thought I did, until it became too hard and too emotional and too scary. And I was just, I was still committed, but I needed a break. I needed a break. That's what I'll call it. I needed a break. It might have took me, what, 4 or 5 breaks over 2 years, but okay, I'm here now. But sometimes I needed a break from my own self. That's just the real of it. I needed a break from my trauma, point blank period. I had been through a lot. I didn't even realize how much I had been through. Like, come on. Like, even when I think about it now, it's like astonishing. It's like, really? I know I'm talking to somebody. I know I am. I see it every day. People I don't even know. People I read about, people see on television, whatever the case is. I don't even know these people, but I know these people. The ability to love yourself is mandatory. Patience is mandatory. Faith and hope are mandatory. Forgiveness and intention are mandatory on this long, dark road to healing. All these things are mandatory. If you don't have it, you're not going to be successful. If you don't have it, you're not going to be successful. Commitment, the ability to even want to love yourself, the ability to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself before you forgive anybody. I had to forgive myself. I mean, you know, not far as traumas and things like that, but forgive myself for things that I might have put my family through or that I put myself through or not, you know, invested in myself and all kinds of things. You have to forgive yourself on all those things that you felt like that you weren't good enough for before you forgive anybody. Patience, faith, and hope. If you don't have hope, like, you have to hold on to hope. Like, I hold on to hope every day. Like, I hope and I know that there are good people left in the world. I hope and I know that my family will be okay. I hope and I know that, you know, we're going to be living in a better place one day. This inflation and people not being able to eat and get their medicine. And I hope, like, that our leaders are going to do better and do right by us at some point. Like, you have to have some kind of hope and faith. Mandatory. Forgiveness. Mandatory. Intention. Mandatory. On this long, dark road to healing. Did you want to add anything, sir?
Just so everything you just said, is that the reason you finally approached us about the podcast after you was committed and trust and all the other things? Or did it help you when we all agreed to do it?
What helped me when y'all agreed to do it was just, for me, it was like gratification, because you could have said no. You very well could have said no. Y'all weren't grown. What was I going to do? What was I going to do at that point? There's nothing that I could do, nothing that I could say. You could have said, I don't know. I don't want people to know my business. I don't want people to know, because your friends are going to listen at some point. This person going to listen at some point, and they're going to know everything you went through. They're going to know your mother was a teenage mother. They're going to know your mother's an abuse survivor, on and on and on. They're going to know things that you went through that you might have friends or coworkers or whatever that you don't talk to your life about, or you choose not to let know your past or whatever. So each and every one of you could have very well said no. I'm not comfortable with that. And no one said no. Now, I don't know if a lot of that just had to do, I know with half of you, it just had to do with mom asking me to do something, so I'm going to do it. And the other half was like intentional, because they wanted to see it through. So I'm not going to sit there and say everybody was on board, because they weren't. I'm not even going to sit here and say that. They weren't. And it didn't work out halfway through. So we're not a perfect family in that regard either, but it was a gratifying moment for you guys to say, yeah, so I can continue my vision. Not that I wouldn't still go on the journey if you said no. I'd probably just be doing this podcast by myself. I don't know how entertaining I am that I could keep everybody's attention, but you know, I'm not looking to be famous or monetized and all those kind of things. So I still probably would have had 100+ episodes, but it would just be of me talking. I would have still did it because it's something that I wanted to do, but I would have loved for it to be a family thing. I wanted everybody, if you remember. And that didn't work out. So that's where I said half were for it for certain reasons and half not. Because there's plenty more of us. But what you hear now, let's say the last 50 episodes or so are the last standing, the lone survivors in it. Right. And family, go back and listen to that too, because there were more of us in the beginning. Now there's what, four? No, more than me, you, Jasmine, Monty, Sincere. So it was more of us. And for an episode or two, and then afterwards, now this is where, and you know, they aren't even on here all the time, but for the most part, it's me, you, and Jazz. And it was more of us in the beginning. So, family, you can go back and listen to that. The whole tone of the podcast has changed. So, yeah. I was already at a place where I could be comfortable with coming to you guys with my healing journey. And I had done the work. So, now I am well enough mentally to help guide you guys through your own testimonies. Because there's multiple people. And I have to relive everything because I'm at the head. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the head of the trauma. Whatever trauma, whatever, however. Whether how small, big, whatever the case is, there's no measure of a person's trauma. But I am at the head of it. So I have it coming to me always. And you have to be strong for that. Because you reliving it. I have to listen to it again. I already know the mistakes that I made. I already, you know, did most of my work. So it's like, I have to relive it so you guys can do your work. And then also at the same time still maintain my work. You have to be strong for that. I wouldn't have been able to try anything like that in the beginning when I was giving up on myself every 6 months for 2 years. I had to develop a certain type of skin. Because some of the episodes, you know, y'all brought up things that I forgot about from the PTSD, the CPTSD. And when you bring it up, it's just like, okay. But it's your story to tell. So I had to be strengthened for that.
That's all I had.
Oh, okay.
You know, that quick question.
You have a gym over there, sir?
Sure I do. Why not? Just because you may have more than the average person don't mean you're better than the average person.
Absolutely not. I don't know if you're talking about material things, character, whatever you're talking about, but however you look at it, that's where humility comes in. Humility is earned, is not learned. Because if you're not humble, that statement that you just made, you would be that person that think because you had more that you were better than someone. I know where I came from. I came from the trenches. So regardless of what position I'm in or what I'm doing, I don't think I'm better than anybody. Some people I am better than. I love myself enough now to know that, but for the most, I don't walk around acting that way, but it is what it is. Family, we want to thank you for letting us into your lives, if only for a moment, and we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you supporting us, and we appreciate you being there and this whole ride. And as always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678. And also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles, and we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.